What up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, like always, welcoming you guys, saying thank you for all the love, for all the comments, for the support. I see all you guys sharing, subscribing, leaving comments, and I really do value and appreciate all that. Here we go again with another episode, episode 8. That means we're 3 episodes away from ending season 6. Goes by so fast if you really think about it. I'm probably going to ask my co-host what are her thoughts, like it's almost over. So anyways, another great conversation, another great topic that I know it's going to bless your lives. And if you're paying attention, regardless of whatever it is that you're doing while you're driving, while you're at home, while you're in the shower, drinking your coffee, your tea, whatever it is that you're doing, if you pay attention, there's nuggets for you to learn, for us to learn, and for all of us to grow. So with that being said, I'll see you guys in a bit. Let's go. What's up, guys? Here we go. Another great episode with my co-host, my sister.
Hi, everyone.
Here we go with another great topic. We're going to talk about handling conflict and also emotional intelligence. So here we go. We go into the episode, sister, I feel it. I feel it spiritually because this is something that we do. And we're going to get to the subject, but something that I share with, I did it in season 4 where I was recording and there were several episodes where I was just very honest and I'm like, guys, I'm not feeling it. My heart's sad. My emotions are not there because of the traumatic moments that I was living and going through. But nevertheless, God was telling me, push through, push through, push through. And I'm asking you guys with all sincerity, with all humility and honesty, pray for us. Life's not easy. It's hard. Like you guys see us and say they must have it together or they must not go through hard conflicts or they have the emotional intelligence to bear it. And the reality is, like, although we have it, we're human beings and there's limits and there's things that are like, they're deep to our hearts that like, you don't play with those things, you know? And those things are like, how can I say it? Again, vulnerable moment, right? In the sense of we need your guys' prayers just as much as we're trying to put positive content for you guys and for you guys to grow and uplift. We need it too at times. So with that said, if you're watching this, put a pause and just do a quick prayer for us, guys. We need it. I'm more than welcomed. The Bible says when there's two or more in his name, he's there. So please help us because it's not always easy to just be walking this life. So.
Amen.
Yeah. With that said, now that you unpaused the video, I definitely want to talk about emotional intelligence and how to handle conflict. I think, like, just the way I feel the episode kind of going, let's talk about handling conflict. Sister, when you hear handling conflict, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Feeling overwhelmed. Obviously, what you discussed right now gets me emotional because it's been a roller coaster of emotions the last couple of weeks. It's been a busy season for me, work-wise, in my professional and my motherly duties in life in general. And the first thing that comes to mind is feeling overwhelmed, like feeling conflict is exhausting. Conflict is something that I don't shy away from because obviously you have to face things and you have to not be afraid to tackle anything that comes your way. It's part of life. That's real life, to have conflict, to find solutions to whatever you could be going through. Obviously, it's been a heavy week because of everything that's going on in this world. And like Michael mentioned, believe it or not, like, it's been a great learning experience to be part of the show or the season. I've also been exposed to things that I wasn't previously, so I know how heavy it is sometimes to see, like, people taking time out of their day to just say things that are very unconstructive and just evil and mean. That part I will never understand, because that's just not in my nature. Like, I don't go out of my way to try to make someone feel bad or say things. Mm-hmm. Having said that, though, it leads to what we've talked about, emotional intelligence. If I was a weak-minded person, or I have not developed myself and grown spiritually and emotionally and mentally, those things could potentially, like, you know, cause harm.
100%.
Which is why we're also speaking on suicide this month, because those are consequences to the bad, negative things that are out there. I feel like I'm sidetracking, but at the same time, it's, like, important to emphasize, like, how these things bleed together, and how it is important to be emotionally aware of your limits and emotionally aware of your emotions and your thoughts, because again, you have to be able to manage those things and discuss them, seek help, do things. For me personally, like I mentioned, I had a rough week last week in different areas. I had a flat tire. I got stopped by the cops because I have window tint that I should probably remove. Nothing major, right? God showed me these things are solvable. Like, I will solve each issue as it comes. But it did kind of cause, like, a tone in my heart and in my mind, in addition to what was going on the news. And so as you move forward, I kept asking God, like, why sometimes, right? Why is it so overwhelming? Why is it so heavy? And he would kind of direct me to pause, to have grace within myself. I've mentioned it and we've discussed it. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I make bad choices. Till this day, I'm not a perfect, righteous person in everything that I do. But I do try my hardest to do the best that I can each and every day, which is all I can do. So in my rough days, I've learned to be graceful with myself and take care of myself. So sometimes I have to disconnect. I have to disconnect maybe from social media. I have to disconnect from maybe bleeding into other people's lives, meaning, like, I'm not available to be of a support today to you because I have to start focusing a little bit and just getting some rest.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing that I've learned with time for me. Rest is so important.
It's a balance, sister. Like, I know right now you mentioned, like, you're kind of going off topic, but I don't think you were. Like, emotional intelligence, how to handle conflict. Like, the reality is all this stuff comes at you so fast that there's moments where you either don't want to do anything, it stresses you out, anxiety, it gets born from this. Desesperación. ¿Cómo se dice?
Feeling desperate.
Desperate. I was going to say desesperation. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things, right? Like, and you have to learn how to identify these feelings, because if not, you're lashing it out on all the people around you. Mm-hmm. And why it's important to understand that, because when you do, like, I'm so thankful with God, sister. I'm thankful with God that he has taught me many things. Like, yo me doy mis buenas chilladas, pero Dios me ha enseñado. And after you're done with this, like, just letting it out and cry, what's our next step? And it's like, that's how you stop and move forward. Because younger days when you're a kid, and some adults do this as well, it's like when something bad happens, people are reactive. They make a decision just to be reactive. Like, I don't know, like, random example. Say you're I don't know, like at a liquor store, and the person in front of you cuts you, you know, from the line, and you get upset and you're like, no, step behind me, I'm next. Like, your life can end just because that one person starts altercating, you start altercating, and before you know it, it's like someone gets shot and your life's dead, right? I kind of bring that example because instantly your mind wants, your body wants that revenge. Like, no, that's not right. And then sometimes what God wants you to do is just like, let it go, bro. Like, let him. So what? You're going to take 2-3 extra minutes? Just let him go. And people think like, well, that's the coward way. Like, oh, you should stand up for yourself. But it's like, we live in a world where, one, you do have to think of these things to be like mindful. And then number two, when has vengeance, when has a instant, like an instant moment of like, no, I'm getting them back, like right now. When has those things ever resolved the problems?
And is that emotional intelligence?
Yes.
To be in that thought process.
Correct.
Because for me, this last week, I've learned to be more intuitive with myself and getting rest and like self-analyzing versus like lashing out or focusing again on anyone else. And I've said this again in multiple times. Sometimes I feel like I repeat myself, but I repeat it because it's dear to my heart. Like, this is what helped me grow. And I'm not saying that my way is the right way and the only way. Mm-hmm. Every chapter in everyone's life is going to be semi-different.
Correct.
But I think the core, you know, main purpose is for us to try to do better. And so to be in that thought process of revenge or, you know, like unregulated emotions is only going to lead to something not healthy.
Correct.
Not correct. Productive. And I think it's like the self-reflection, like me being in this thought process of vengeance is not going to bring a resolution.
Correct.
And it's not being emotionally aware.
And this is why it's important to be emotionally intelligent and process your feelings because, I mean, guys, I give examples, right? Like, I remember being at a younger age. Todavía estoy joven, so at a younger age. I would get upset and I would throw my cell phone on the wall or the floor and I would break my phone and I would have to go buy a new one. Someone that's not emotionally intelligent is going to do things like that. You're going to break things, hit the wall, do things like cause damage that when you calm down, you look back and you're like, dude, I was so dumb. Like, that was such a dumb decision. And I'm giving small ones, guys. So let's keep it real. There's court cases that get picked up. There's domestic cases that get picked up. Like, let's keep it real, right? But because of, and you're not that person, but because we didn't know how to control our emotions, you weren't intelligent enough to say, I can't let that affect me directly. And that's why we're bringing this topic up, because not only did we share in the beginning that pray for us, but we pray for you guys too. Like, in the sense of like, we need that rest. We need that mindset of being smart enough to identify, I'm offended right now. Let me just take it easy. I'm going to take the loss. It's going to feel like I'm going to take the loss, but I need a goal. Let it sit for a day, because I promise you the very next day, the whole situation is different. Like, your mind starts seeing it differently. Like, again, keeping it real, when we're in the middle of the battle, we don't see it until time passes. Then you're like, oh, dude, I should have not handled it like that.
And something that you mentioned right now, like, it is, we live in a society, in a world where taking a loss is seen, frowned upon.
Yeah.
But it's actually, no, sometimes setbacks are preparing us better for that comeback. Mm-hmm. And it's never a loss. If you've learned, if you've grown, if it helped you further develop, mistakes will happen, but it's up to you to learn from it. It's up That's to right. you to take the time to self-analyze. Like, when I was going through my little moment, like, it was frustrating, right? I'm in Lancaster doing something work-related. I get a flat. All these things were kind of happening all at once. And I'm like, okay, God, like, what is happening today, right? And again, was there a solution to everything that I was going through? Yes. did, you know, am I healthy? Was I, like, you know, sick or in a critical condition physically? No. It was more the fact that I may have overwhelmed myself because I had been dealing with so much prior to that day that I got very flustered and overwhelmed. Mm. And as I'm driving home, like you mentioned, I just started praying and crying. It was weird because there was a part of me that was like, why am I feeling so emotional from all of this? But at the same time, it was maybe like my body and my mind and my heart just wanting to release all that it was feeling. Mm-hmm. And actually, yes, after a couple of minutes of crying as I'm driving, I just started feeling that release. Like, that's okay, right. I let it out. I'm processing. I'm going to fix the situation. I fixed my tire at the end of the day. I made it home safe. I concluded my meeting and I took care of my work stuff. I will eventually, you know, also pay my ticket. But at the end of the day, there was a solution, and it also helped me see, okay, just release your emotions, take a little bit of time away from, at least for me, it's like I'm so used to producing and performing that I don't give myself that break sometimes to say, hey, but you're also a human being that has emotions and needs to be aware of your emotions so that I can regulate them when things do happen.
100%. And keep in mind, as we're listening to this story, you guys can say, well, what big of a deal? It's just a flat tire. Like, I'm sure she has the money to fix the flat tire, and I'm sure she did. What's the big deal? It's a ticket. Like, I get it. From the outside, you can look at it and say, that's not that big of a problem in her day. But that's because you're not in it. You're not at work. I'm going to have to call my boss. Like, you're in a place where you're trying to perform, but then there's personal also things that I'm not saying she's holding back, but she knows, like, no, those are emotional things that I'm carrying with the kids, with my mom, and so many things, right? Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, like, this is where we need to either relate with her and say, I've had moments where, let's be real, the stupidest thing just made you blow up. The dumbest thing.
Well, I think that's where I've learned with Tanya, too, where you explode because it's been accumulating.
Correct.
So it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't necessarily the tire because I did fix it.
Correct.
Everything else got resolved. I made it to my meeting a little late, but I made it to my meeting. And I was able to do what I had to. But again, it's the fact that there was so much that was already piling up.
Yeah.
From previous weeks.
Correct.
I've been on performance and preparing, and, you know, in my case, like, I'm a single mom, so 24/7 I'm coordinating, I take care of things that have to do with my mom, and I can go on and on and say different hats that I wear. I'm part of certain committees, I do, you know, PTA in my kids' school. There's things, and I know moms and anyone can relate when you deal with life and its challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more like an example, a recent example of how I sit here. And my intention is to share something positive, something good, something that someone else can relate and be like, hey, like, I could relate to her because I feel the same way. As an example of, it was already long time coming that I wasn't resting emotionally, or I wasn't maybe taking care of myself. So that one situation that's not that major made me feel super overwhelmed.
100%. Guys, we say it time after time after time. We don't have it all together. We're human beings that make mistakes. Oh, but you say on the podcast that you got to trust God and you got to do this. Yeah, we're human beings. Mm-hmm. Mistakes happen. And I mean, we're using my sister's example, but what I share with you guys, very blunt, very open, very transparent, you know, driving and crying, put a worship song on. There's something in that release, that there's something in that let go, that it gives you the opportunity to reset. And in that reset, it's like, all right, what's our next baby step? We don't need a huge 20-foot step? What's our next baby step? And I really believe these things help us. I know men, we're not that great at processing our feelings. We shut down. We keep it in. We're actually the ones that, man, like I could like literally see it. It's not physically like this, but imagine like men, our tongues, it's like a whip. Like as soon as a loved one or someone tries to get close to us, but we're just not feeling it because we're in that grumpy mood and all that, our tongue is like a whip, like bam. And we just snap at them and like we hit them hard with our words. And we don't think that it's like, ah, oh, you're like, stop taking it so like personal, or I was just upset, like let it go. But it's like, no, dude, physical damage is very much the same as emotional word damage. And that's why we bring this to you guys, so that we can be aware, so that we can be conscious of like, oh, so we have to cry to let it go. We have to be able to say, you know what? It hurts me because of this. It hurts me because of that. Like what I really want is a relationship with my dad or with my mom or whatever, right? Like these things matter. And that's why the importance of emotional intelligence, how to handle conflict, both of those go hand in hand, because when you're emotionally intelligent, you're going to know how to handle conflict. And when you know how to handle conflict, it's going to bounce back to the emotional intelligence and tell you how to handle the situation on this end. So both of them go hand in hand, because you're either going to get yourself in really big trouble or you're going to save yourself a lot of trouble. And it's important to really pay attention to your body, really find those opportunities to rest, to find those opportunities to pray. Let's be real. Let's be real. We're not reading our Bible every day. We're not meditating in the Word of God every day. We're not praying every day. So then when these things come, yeah, there's a problem. So emotionally, and it's not easy, because you have to really know how to identify that feeling. And it's uncomfortable because you don't, a lot of the times we don't want to identify the feeling. We'd rather say it was something else, but it's like you really do, because when you do identify the feeling, you're hitting home.
And I think as you're talking, I asked myself, like right now that you mentioned, a lot of men tend to kind of shield themselves and their emotions, right? They don't express it. What do you think would be like a recommendation? I feel like us women are a little more in tune with our emotions. Maybe not all of us, but the majority of women, we are very emotional. All that we do is a lot of emotion. So as a guy, like, what do you recommend? What do you, how did you become emotionally intelligent?
Yeah.
Or what helps you navigate? Again, no perfection, because we all have our good days and our bad days. Mm-hmm. And I want to emphasize that, because like Mike said, like you can see us on a video. You could see people on social media and everything looked picture perfect. But trust and believe, everyone has challenges. Yeah. Everyone has stories. Mm-hmm. Everyone has conflict. Everyone is struggling with something. And that's not what we're trying to portray here. We're trying to provide tools that have been helpful to us, so that we can get up after we fall.
That's right.
And keep pushing after we mess up, mm-hmm. or we have setbacks, or just in this journey of continuing to be a better person or a better version of myself.
Uh-huh.
So what do you recommend to men? Things that have worked for you, or ways to develop that emotional intelligence?
Well, I've shared it in previous episodes. If you go to season one, there's a lot of episodes where I was just talking by myself and sharing with you guys the experiences of like so many different things: pornography, secrets, learning to have integrity, finding identity, so many things. But one thing that you guys get from me, it's hablamos derecho y hablamos a las cosas directas. Men, we don't have a community. We really reserve a lot of stuff within, because most of the time our father figure, our parental figure, didn't teach us to be vulnerable. They taught us to just work and produce, work and produce. And the reality is we are not designed to just work like a horse and not have feelings. We actually do have feelings. Now, we don't always have to be all senties and all this stuff 100%, but the reality is there are things that hurt our hearts, guys. Mm-hmm. And the truth is we have to, whether you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship, and if you are in a relationship, women, help your partner find a group of men where he can trust. Because sometimes, I know you're not going to like the answer I'm about to give, but sometimes you're not the safe zone yet. Will you be maybe in the future? Possibly. But in the beginning, he really needs to find a place where he can say, I'm not happy with her right now. I don't like it when she does this. And for him to find himself in a place where he's not going to be judged, opened, and being able to be trusted. And it's like, no, dude, I get exactly what you're saying. And once he starts building that trust, because the reality is when we did share those things in the past, we were told like, ah, para de llorar, los hombres no lloran. So we're trained to like, you don't feel, you just go. You don't feel, you just go. And if you're like 20, 30, 40 years old, to break out of that habit, bro, like you're talking a 40-year-old habit, It's going to take time to get out of that habit. And then it's work. And then you think of like, it's going to take work. And you're like, I'd rather not. I'd rather just stay the way I am. And it's like, but I promise you, when you put in the work, it's so beneficial, because I've said it in the past and I'll say it again. When you heal internally, it bleeds out to the relationships around you. And now there's healing in your wife and your kids and your brothers and your sisters and all these things. That's what I recommend. Like, honestly, men, it's the biggest thing, but you need to find a group to connect to be able to and be able to just be you.
I would say, like, being brave to face the pride that comes with it, like breaking away from that pride of the stigmatism of having to be this macho person. It doesn't take away from your manhood to be more in tune with yourself. I feel like if you are more prepared emotionally, you will be able to tackle things in life overall. If you're aware of your emotions, you'll be able to perform better at work, because things are not going to affect you as they would if you're not developing in, you know, within that area.
Yeah, 100%. Insecurities, like you're not insecure about other men or other situations or things of that nature. Like, I thank God that he's given me identity, because then it makes me feel like, you know what? I'm very confident in who I am. Like, it doesn't offend, like, other people's actions didn't deteriorate what I believe in myself and what God has believed in me.
And maybe that could be like another topic that we cover regarding identity identity for women.
One of my topics, you're giving them away, sister, but it's okay.
But it's going to be
one of them is going to be finding identity, which is so important, because the reality is, most of the times we're reactive because we don't have our identity, and we let someone else's words like be our reality.
Yeah, no. And I feel like it's an important thing to address, but we can get into that, you know, later on if we address it. I think it's important to get like a woman's perspective and a guy's perspective. Yep. Because again, relationships is not just in a dating, romantic setting. It's your relationship with your siblings, with your parents, with your children, with your friends, with
community. Let me put it hopefully so guys can understand, because sometimes it was a little hard for me to understand, because it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot. You're like, wait, finding identity, handling conflict, inner child and past trauma. Like, it's just so much. Mm-hmm. But like, let me just put it like this. Like, imagine a car, you know, and there's a problem with the engine, but you got your check engine light on. And then when you go in, you had to remove, I'm not that car savvy, so excuse me if maybe I'm not doing a great job. But nevertheless, like, you change the oil, you change the filter, but then you realize you also had to do the spark plugs. But as you take the spark plugs out, you figured out that this other stuff is broken and this needs to be changed and the headers and this and the alternator, right? Like, you went in thinking it's one thing. That's kind of what happens when you take the dare of, like, let me try to figure out what's going on within my heart. You start finding out this. So take baby steps. That's why, to me, it's like, don't try to figure out all these words we're saying. Join a men's group or get close to someone that can not judge you and allow you to be a man to say, you know what? That does make me insecure. That does hurt my feelings. Or this bothers me of my significant other or whatever. Because then that one baby step is going to lead to another one. And then you're going to, like, again, back to the car, like, you're going to see the check engine light. You're going to open the hood, baby steps. You're going to see what's missing, what needs to be done, what needs to be changed. Oh, and little by little, the healing begins.
And reaching out to Breath of Life, in my case, that's someone that I recommend.
Yeah.
Their organization, their counselors can help you step by step, like, develop all these tools so that you can be more aware of your emotions and healing your heart, your mind.
But I know for us guys, the Breath of Life already is like, hold on, bro. Again, baby steps. And then at some point, yes.
And that's why I mentioned, get, like,
I have Rudy, who is my coach, mm-hmm. and I have Tanya, who is my mentor. And then I have other people that are close to me that I can be open with, where I get feedback. I mean, this one corrects me. And I tell her, I'm like, look, I'm eating it right now, what you're telling me. But it's hard to swallow what you're kind of giving me right now, because...
Dude, pero van a pensar que me la paso regañando.
No. But to be honest, though, sister, I love it, though. I personally love it, because the reality is, like, the same way you tell me the things that I'm doing wrong, you also have told me many things that I'm doing right. Like, brother, I'm proud of you. Brother, this. Brother. And it's like, you got to find that balance, because when you're not healed, lo único que vas a hacer es pasártela regañando. But when you're healed, you're also speaking words of life, of encouragement. You're not just like, rah, 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 you know?
And again, because I love you, because I want the best for you, because I want, obviously, for the Lord to continue to guide your every step, I'm 100. Sitting next to you, supporting you with your podcast, because I know that you're doing something good. And sometimes it's going to feel like opposition comes, because when you're serving God and you're doing what's right, that comes with the territory.
Oh yeah, I feel it.
And you need to continue to remind yourself, he wants us to be brave, he wants us to be bold, he wants us to be kind, but he wants us to continue to keep pushing through the obstacles, the feelings of overwhelmness, but using our tools that now it's like I've expressed in the past, there's no excuse now. We have the internet to give us tools. We have books that we can read. There's no excuse to not be able to mature in these areas. Again, we're going to mess up. It's part of life. It's real life situations that we deal with. But as long as we're persistent and continuously holding ourselves accountable and taking baby steps on developing our emotional maturity and emotional awareness, I mean, that's what life is about, right? Mm-hmm. To continue to evolve and grow and use the people that we have in our lives, in our case, like one another as siblings, but we also serve as a support to other people, and other people serve as a support to us, because I have a friend, like I've mentioned in the past, I talk to her every morning for the last 15 years. We bounce our situations. She gives me her perspective, a person with a lot of wisdom. She's gone through so much, and I've tried to get her on your podcast. Her story is amazing. But again, we do need those people that are going to guide us to things that are going to be fruitful, not to situations or lifestyles or patterns that are not going to bring peace and harmony to our world and in our lives.
Correct. So if you guys are kind of following us and you've been watching every episode, and even if you haven't, you see how everything meshes and everything kind of comes along, and everything has to do with taking accountability, understanding who you are, your feelings. Like, it's so complex. Like, the human body is so complex, but it's not about hitting it all at once. It's about little by little and understanding that this is a journey. This is something that's going to be a forever class that we're in. We're learning every day.
We probably will always be work in progress.
I think if you're not learning every day, mm-hmm. if you think you have it all together, mm-hmm. ahí es cuando ya está el problema. Mm-hmm. Because you, like, at my job, I'm pretty good at what I do, but there's newcomers that still teach me things. And I'm like, no, you guys can teach me. I don't know it all. Like, you guys might know something I don't. And you have to have that open mentality of, like, I can still learn. Because, yeah, when you're up there and you think, like, I got it, like, nah, it's just, and you're limiting yourself.
Right now that you said that, I think I'm in a place in my life where that's what I want around me. Like, people that I can grow with that can teach me things. Like, yeah. I want to learn. I want to evolve. I want to enhance myself in my professional career and as a mom, as a friend, as a sibling. Like, I appreciate, you know, you telling me as well, like, your thoughts when I do kind of tell you or call you out on certain things, because again, that's how we can grow. It's called communication. We can handle conflict better if there's a dialogue. I heard sometime this week someone, I can't even pinpoint who it was, but I thought it was so fascinating how when you stop the dialogue, that leads to conflict. So we can navigate conflict better if we don't stop conversating or having conversations.
You want me to tell you where that quote came from?
I can't remember, but I heard it.
Charlie Kirk.
Okay.
Charlie Kirk said that when you stop dialoguing, it's when, what was it?
When conflict arises, when the dialogue stops.
Conflict arises when dialogue stops.
And I do think it is significant to take note of that, because if we just learn to, again, emotional intelligence, to be respectful. Hey, what you said yesterday hurt my feelings, or hey, I saw X, Y, and Z. Can you, like, clarify it for me, versus a conclusion, versus like anger,
versus making a story in your head, taking actions into your own hands, and then doing something that you can never take back. So, and I'm not referencing that specific situation when it comes to Charlie Kirk, although that's a perfect example, but I'm talking, like, in anything, like, you can't take back when you throw that cell phone and break it. You can't take back when you do certain things. That's why the emotional intelligence, it's like, you're either going to get yourself in trouble or you're going to save yourself from a lot of trouble. You got to be smart enough to, you know, and I'm talking everything, guys. I'm not talking just these. You're either going to save your marriage or you're going to lose your marriage. You're either going to save your relationship with your kids or you're going to lose it. Everything. You just have to be really, like, up here to really kind of, like, understand, like, you know, don't lose it over a momentary discomfort. You know?
But as a clause, again, just because you are processing and using tools to, you know, further develop your emotional intelligence does not mean you're not going to have conflict.
Absolutely.
Or does not mean that you're going to handle everything to the T.
Correct.
Or, like, it's just a matter of, like, learning to be more aware. And for me, as a mom, as a woman, as just a human being, taking care of myself, having self-care, from reading a book to being graceful to myself and saying, tonight I'm just going to watch a movie and disconnect. Taking a walk, running. Oh my God.
Exercise has been a key point for me.
Yes. Like, I am not in the best shape, but running and, like, taking walks has been so helpful to just release, to de-stress. And it's important to pour into your cup because it's also biblical.
Correct.
You have to love yourself in order to be able to give love to those around you.
And when you love yourself, you also start finding identity. And we can go down that rabbit hole, but that'd be another episode. But yeah.
And you see why it's so fascinating? Because, like, we've talked about it. To me, it's fascinating because it is important how everything comes together.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, what are your thoughts? What nuggets are you being blessed with? What information can you say, wow, I never thought of it that way? Or I'm going to try to get my husband some help, you know, to unite with specific men. My information's there. You guys have a way to connect with me. And we can figure out resources. We can figure out plans. There's small groups at churches. Our church and Eastside, we have small groups going on right now. I think it's like eastside.com/small groups. Thousands of options. Divorce, men group, women group, couples, young adults, kids. Like so many great opportunities that are there. And all we have to do is just reach out, do that little uncomfortable one step. And it's like, I've asked little by little. But this is for the brave, guys. Like, again, my podcast is not a clickbait show. I don't do things. Can we talk about chismes? Can we talk about things and I get more views? We can do it. But God has really placed it in my heart. It's like, what if we do a show where people can feel comfortable, where people can, as soon as they sit in the sofa and you're talking to them, they just want to cry. And I'm just like, I want that, God. Like, I want unity. I want love. I want peace. Even when you're going, guys, when we started this podcast, ask my sister, she's my witness. Did we feel it? No. But all of a sudden, there's like a spirit that moves that it's like, you know what? I'm so glad we did do it. And it's like, that is it. Like, that God is there. The do it and let him show up. Like, I don't know, man. It's beautiful.
But that little step from not feeling it, not because I'm not committed to being here.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's more because you have so many emotions it's that heavy. Are going on.
Yes.
There's so much that is worrying me, or like I'm responsible for. So it's that one little step of faith on, I'm not feeling this emotionally, although I do know that I should because God's calling me to do it. But you push yourself, and without the desire, without being in the mood, without sometimes even having the extra energy, you do it out of faith and God meets you there. And that's when you know that you're living in purpose. And again,
so good.
And again, it's coming from someone that's not perfect, someone that makes mistakes, someone that, you know, people could say she's this, she's that, or the other. But I don't live for people. I live for God's grace in my life. I live to help others. I live to uplift others in any capacity that I'm able to. But I stay away from being evil, vindictive, or feeding into the negativity that's already like present in our society. To truly have, you know, I don't have like a platform, but obviously, I'm sitting here today supporting a platform that my brother has. And my intention is that, like, with the little that God gives you, it is our responsibility to put positivity, to fight back with all that's going on, and like truly just be make a difference by stopping all this hate and things that are going on, because that's bringing conflict into our lives. That's bringing exhaustion and overwhelming into our lives, because life is beautiful overall. Mm-hmm. But it's what we're feeding ourselves. It's what we're seeing. It's what we're surrounding ourselves with. And I mean, that's what's been kind of heavy on my heart this past couple of weeks, you know?
Because we're humans. One week we're going to handle it well. One week we're not. I think there was like five episodes back where I shared with you, with the audience, how I fell to the trap of the comments. Guys, I've been good. I haven't fallen to the trap on the comments since that other episode. I don't read them. They come. When we talked about red flags, I meet in those comments, like some dumb things que salen, but I don't feed into that, you know? And can I fall on it maybe next week or maybe a month from now? Maybe I can fall into that trap again. But the whole purpose, it's like we share these experiences with you guys because it's like, si yo me pongo a leer esos comments, guys, I and believe everything that they're saying, I would have stopped the Mac effect a long time ago.
And I think we'll talk about
that further
in the identity.
Yeah, but I do want to share, because I feel it in my heart right now, like spiritually, to share this. I've taken a lot of beatings when it comes to ugly words being directed to me. But I promise you guys, when I get that email from that one person that says, your podcast blessed me. Mm-hmm. When I get that one mail that reaches out and says, bro, I need help. When I get that one message that says, dude, I wanted to throw it away, but it's because of your message that I could keep going. Mm-hmm. And I'm holding it, right? Like I'm holding it in. But nevertheless, it's like, that's what makes it so worth it. And that's where God tells me, take the beating. Take the beating for that one person that needs it. And that's why we're here, because I know I'm going up against the current. I know I'm not doing clickbait. I know my channel's a little bit hard, because it's like, you have to take accountability and you have to, it's going to be hard and it's not going to be easy. But I promise you, it's so, so rewarding. Like, it's so rewarding.
And right now that you said that, I don't want easy. I am willing to face up whatever challenge. I will work hard for whatever that comes my way.
Yeah.
As long as you're doing it with a pure heart, it transcends and it transmits to people. The doors that have been open from like interviews that you have already lined up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's God's grace and favor. That's as you're talking about a beating, like Jesus was rejected multiple times.
Yep.
All the time. What can we expect?
Yep.
I feel like life isn't meant to be easy. I mean, at least for me, I don't feel like it's been that easy. But it's been rewarding to see the overcoming of those challenges.
Yeah.
So if we walk away with anything, is real life will have conflict. Real life will not be easy. But it's up to us to just really hold on to the trust in God and keep pushing. Even when you do feel exhausted, even when you do feel overwhelmed, because a blessing is behind that.
That's right.
That hard work, that persistence and perseverance, it's going to lead to the victory.
That's right. So cry if you have to, mm-hmm. write in your journal, call your friend 5-10 times if you have to, find a community that will be there for you, mm-hmm. because that emotional intelligence is going to help you how to handle conflict. It's going to help you how to withstand a lot of pain, a lot of things that people are just mean and ugly. And eventually it brings you to a place where it's like, in the middle of the whole storm, there's peace. Yeah. Regardless of how heavy the heart feels that day, emotionally, I'm just so exhausted. At least your deep inner soul has peace. And mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
So, what do you guys think? What are your thoughts? Connect, share with us, because I think it's just amazing that we get to share these things with you guys. But from me, from my sister, I thank you guys for tuning in. I hope the episode was a blessing to you guys. And yeah, she gave away our next episode. But if you tune in next week, we're going to be talking about finding your identity and the importance of figuring out your voice as well. So God bless you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Peace. We will see you guys next week. Peace.